Guys, we're talking about mirrors today. Jedi mind trick. The last 1 to 3 words are the important 1 to 3 words. Listen to these examples to see how crazy it is that this stuff works.
The quickest, easiest, simple bailout skill that will never fail you, never, 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 never fail you. Especially when you're thrown off, when you're off track, when you've lost your emotional bearing. Mirrors are there for you. They work with the least amount of brain power. That's why they're always there for you. So we're preparing for one of these trainings in a very early day. No, it wasn't one of these trainings, but it was our training in our very early days.
Yeah, corporate training.
And we're supposed to put together notebooks. Actually, we're supposed to put together 3-ring binders. But in my head, those terms are synonymous. And he's putting this stuff together. And I ask him if he's got the notebooks ready. And he knows we're supposed to be putting 3-ring binders. And I'm saying notebooks. He doesn't know what's in my head, actually. You know, are you thinking something like this when I say notebooks? You know, yeah, who knows? Basically. But, you know, this could be this is not a 3-ring binder, is it? This is not a 3-ring binder. I don't know. I don't know what's the matter with him. I don't know why he can't read my mind. But anyway, so I say, are the notebooks ready? And he goes, what do you mean by notebooks? So what do I say?
Goddamn notebooks.
Yeah, exactly. Goddamn notebooks, right? You say it's much clearer then, right? Because the word notebook is so self-explanatory that if you don't understand exactly what I mean because I choose my words so well, then you're an idiot. It's the same way I ask for directions when I'm in Paris. What do you mean you don't know where the Eiffel Tower? Where's the Eiffel Tower? You know, I only say it again louder. So he mirrors me. He goes, notebooks? I go, yeah, 3-ring binders. And, you know, that's why the mirrors are the great bail you out of the corner tool. Somebody's not on the same sheet of music. It's either you or it's them. A quick mirror always causes people to restate it another way. It's especially effective with assertives because we figure if you're unclear, we just need to talk more.
This is Chris again. Hey, listen, I got a couple of questions I need to ask you. We've got a van out here, a blue and gray van. We've been able to get a handle on the owners of all the vehicles out here except this one in particular. Do you know anything about it?
Well, other vehicles not out there because you guys chased my driver away.
We chased your driver away?
Well, when he seen the police, he cut.
This mirror tool, one of the negotiation techniques, you know, from the FBI 8, you know, there are 8 specific techniques that we used in hostage negotiation. The mirror tool is one of those ways to innocuously get them to either repeat it or expand on it.
Get them to either repeat it or expand on it?
Right.
Is that what you just said?
Right.
Did I just do it?
You know what? You did. It was perfect.
Okay.
See, and I didn't even notice it. I was just telling you to use it.
That's pretty cool.
I don't know if you felt awkward when you did that because you did it intentionally, but I had no idea that you did it until you told me you did it.
Wow. It was awkward. It was definitely awkward. It felt, you know, contrived. But you didn't you didn't feel that at all.
No. I mean, you blew that one by me. You blew it right by me.
I hope you got the idea. Mirrors are simple. The last 1 to 3 words are the important 1 to 3 words. Make a whole day a mirror day. They're easy. Practice them. Get your repetitions in. They're simple. They're a Jedi mind trick. Enjoy using mirrors.